From the chairman, winter work at the recreation ground. I suppose most residents don't visit the recreation ground in Old Basing during the winter. Rather, you are more likely to visit in the summer months, with the carnival in June being particularly popular. The recreation ground looks good all year round, but especially so in summer. During the winter, work which paves the way for the summer season at the recreation ground is done by Stephen Richardson, Grounds and Facilities Manager, and Harry Rice, Groundsman. After the last game of cricket and the last game of bowls, work starts in September to prepare for the next year. The cricket table and the bowling green are deep scarified to a depth of 50 millimetres. This is done at least four times. All the waste material, grass, thatch or organic matter, is taken to a recycling facility in Odiham. The next process is to deep spike the surfaces of the table and green, going down to 100 millimetres. Then both areas are overseeded with a dwarf rye mix. The price per 20 kilogram bag is £120, and we use three bags for bowls and one bag for cricket. The timing of this is the first week of September for cricket and the first week of October for bowls. All the work of scarifying, spiking and overseeding is done by mid-October. The cricket table has a top dressing of loam soil applied, 80 by 20 kilogram bags costing £396. The bowls green has 5 tonnes of a mixture of sand and soil applied, ratio 70-30. This costs £600. One might think that machinery is used here. Not so. The mixture is spread by hand and then levelled within 1 week in October. From October through to February, the ground staff spike and cut the grass at 10 millimetres once a month. What concerns the staff during the winter is the possible appearance of disease. In this case, Fusarium disease, which is a climatic fungal disease. If the disease is discovered, then a medallion spray product is applied at £268 per application. Again, to prevent disease, if there is a heavy dew on the table and the green, then the staff take the dew off the grass. Once March comes round, the grass is scarified and cut again for the cricket and bowls. The rule followed here is that every scarification means that a cut must follow afterwards. Football starts in September. That means putting up the goals, squaring off the pitches and marking them out in preparation. The grass on the pitches is cut, spiked and chain harrowed across the winter months. Marking out is refreshed every week of the football season. Alongside the activity described above, the ground staff use the winter time to carry out general maintenance jobs. Examples are replacing the fence and gate beside the pavilion building, putting in concrete slabs outside the allotment trading huts, and widening the driveway at the allotments to allow lorry deliveries. Lastly, readers will know all about a typical winter task. Yes, you got it, sweeping up the leaves. That may be the job which you see Stephen and Harry doing if you visit us during the winter months. This article was written by Councillor Alan Rennick, who is Chairman of Old Basing and Lichpit Parish Council.